This episode is sponsored by our friends at Fujifilm North America. Their X-Series digital cameras and lenses may just give you that creative edge you're looking for in your portraits and events. You'll find everything from 40 megapixel image quality to 40 frames per second burst, plus unique in-camera film simulation modes and effortless usability. Click the link in the episode description to find the full range. There has never been a better time to invest in your passion, so make sure to click the link. Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast. Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started. Hey guys, now is your chance to check out all of the incredible photography education we have available for you at theportraitsystem.com. For only $7, you will get access to over 1,000 videos, including pricing, posing, marketing, lighting, sales, inspiring photo shoots, self-value, and more. Yes, you'll get your first month for only $7 when you become a pro member, and you'll get access to the full download library with posing guides and workbooks and so much more. Also, this includes a pricing calculator, a studio startup timeline, our weekly live broadcasts, including Sue Bryce's live talks, access to our private, members-only Facebook groups, special discounts on photography products, and so much more. Head over to theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7 to get your first month for only $7. That's theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7. Hi, everyone. It's Nikki Klosser here. Welcome back for part two of highlights from 2022 on the Portrait System Podcast. We had so many incredible guests all year long, and our amazing editors put together another round of clips with some things for you to learn, to laugh, and just spend the next 30 minutes taking it all in. Okay, our first clip comes from Cara Marie. Not only is she just a wonderful person, but she is an absolutely amazing boudoir photographer. Let's listen.
I think one thing that's really important for anybody that's considering hiring an associate or expanding their business in that way, consider taking some leadership courses or management courses, because a lot of it comes down to how well you manage people. And it can be really tricky for creative brains are typically, we have a harder time with, you know, organizing tasks a lot of the times. And, you know, I'm a little bit of a squirrel brain. So sometimes it's difficult for me to, you know, you get in that situation where there's something presents itself and you're like, oh, I'll just do it myself. You know, I'll just do it myself. It'll be easier this way. And then before you know it, you're taking on all of these tasks that you're paying somebody else to do. That's the whole point of this.
Thank you, Cara Marie. Always love chatting with you. Okay, up next we have Kayla Spiker. And Kayla just has this way of bringing fashion into her photo shoots for her clients. Here she is.
Learn as much as you can. Education has been so fundamental to me. And I've kind of become like, I don't know, I'm just like addicted to education and business. There's so many great resources out there and you can truly learn about anything. So definitely look into the Portrait System and Sue Bryce's education, all of that, and take it one day at a time. I feel like when we look at things from a bigger picture, it can be very overwhelming because there's a lot that goes into business and learning. But if you take it one day at a time, one step at a time, and you will grow over time and just kind of trust the process, put the work in, constantly experiment and see what fuels and drives your passion, because when you're inspired and passionate, your clients will see that too. And that's the one thing that's going to separate you from other photographers that might work in your genre. So keep fueling that fire.
Thank you, Kayla. And up next, we have Ivan Weiss. Ivan is a photographer in London. Let's listen.
Go and take pictures. If you're starting out as a photographer, as in you're learning the craft of photography, there's nothing more valuable than going out and taking pictures, or staying in and taking pictures. You know, just getting up or sitting down, whatever. Just take the pictures. Mm-hmm. If you're talking more from the point of view of business, then I think it's, you know, what we were saying earlier, like, understand that it's a long game, but that means that you can play every day and, you know, just get up and do a bit every day, just do something every day, and know that a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, some of the stuff that you're doing will come back and bring you rewards. So
that's right. That is right.
I don't like to say be patient, because I'm not patient. Be impatient, but let that impatience drive you to just get up tomorrow and do some more.
Thank you again for being on with us, Ivan. And up next is Lola Milani. And man, I just had the most deep, heartfelt conversation with Lola. It was really, really great.
Don't look left or right on what everybody else is doing. Don't compare yourself. Don't try to be somebody who you think is great. Just embrace your individuality and your uniqueness. Be you and show it through your work. And things like competition is never going to apply to you, because you will always be above that. You will be unstoppable if you create based on your own inspirations, not somebody else's. When you are being authentic, the sky is the limit. So be you and embrace that. That, I guess, that's would be what I would say.
Thank you, Lola, for just opening up to the audience. We really appreciate it. Next up, we have Kelly Weaver. And Kelly is, if you remember, focuses on online dating photos. Here she is.
Delegate as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out the type of client or genre that fits your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And really be aware of it both before, during, and after your shoot. Is it filling your soul, or is it just not working? And it's okay to pull the plug sooner than later. And yeah, that's what I would say. And self-care.
Yeah.
Make sure to take care of you, because this can overwhelm your life initially. And God knows, I get up and I check email first thing. I'm like, stop it.
I know.
So totally guilty on that. But really separate your work from your playtime.
Thank you so much, Kelly. And Heather Crowder, she's up next. She's just a really cool person in general and has a couple different genres that she focuses on. Here she is.
I think reining it in when you're entering the photography world, there are so many different things that you can do. And we've all seen that van that specializes in the list of, right? Bar mitzvahs and birthday parties, mm-hmm, and sports and headshots. And it's funny, it specializes in, and then there are 30 things on the side of the van, and, you know, funerals, graduations, you name it. So I think really thinking about what you want to do, what you love, and thinking about the idea, and I said this earlier, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And there's so much information coming into us from the outside about different genres and people's work. And, you know, I don't know if I said this earlier, I don't think of myself as an artist. I think of myself as a very skilled technician. But when I see the art that other photographers create, my mind just goes abuzz and like, oh, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should do that. Oh, I could do that. Right. Especially when you totally go to like WPPI or even the workshop in Italy and seeing all that beautiful art on the window, all the graphy products and all those amazing creations that the true portrait artists have done. I realize ultimately that's not my lane. This is my lane, and that's okay. Just because I can do those things doesn't mean I should.
Yep.
Where do I want to be? What's yep important to me?
That's exactly right.
And just
right
trying to have some focus, because otherwise you know, there are a million different roads and paths that you can go down. And all it does is ultimately slows your progress because you dilute yourself in what you're doing. And, you know, that hinders your success.
Marie Sales is up next, and she's a portrait photographer in Pittsburgh, and she just has such a great story. Let's listen.
People who are just starting out, I would say absolutely find education and practice, practice, practice. Absorb it all and don't be afraid to practice. And yeah. I think that can be sometimes people can get frozen in that and going to practice. And I think that is key. You can learn all day, but if you're not practicing it, you're not going to move forward.
As always, thanks for being on, Marie. Appreciate you. Next up is one of my favorite guys in the industry, Jeremy Rill.
The most important thing for me is, you know, yes, pretty much everyone can take a photograph. It's really the connection that you have with your client that makes that photograph art. And, you know, whether it's being goofy like me, whether it's just having a chat with them, you know, put your camera down and talk to them and bring out their personality, make their guard come down. And, you know, and then photograph that person that way. It's just that connection is what makes the most beautiful images. And I think that's the most important thing that we can do.
Thank you, Jeremy. Can't wait to see you soon. Next up, we have Oksana Kami, who is just such a beautiful person. Let's listen to what she has to say.
Find a reason to do what they do. And I would tell them to learn everything they can. You know, I'm lucky to have incredible teachers. So I had one teacher in Academy of Arts who told me once, you should learn all the possible sources of information. Don't trust any of them completely and make your own conclusions.
So smart.
So I feel like this is very important to not copy, but learn from the best and then make something that is your own. Because, you know, we can learn different types and different ways of moving forward in our artistry, in our business, but we are still having our own individual lives and our own individual ways of doing things, communicating with people, creating, feeling the world. And it's important to really not concentrate on, oh, this neighbor does this, so I am going to do this. And you might feel different emotions when, you know, you can get inspired by observing something that is absolutely amazing and you can learn lots and lots of incredible things and then create something that is your own. And it might take a lot of time, but when you know why you're doing it, it's going to always make sense for you.
Thank you for sharing everything you did with us, Oksana. Up next, we have Martha Felix, who is just so incredible at marketing and just everything she does. Let's listen.
Just go for it. I mean, you literally have only yourself to stop you. Just continue practicing, continue doing, and continue trying. And one day it'll, all the trials and errors will just be exactly where they need to be. And it'll just all work out. But you have to continue pushing and pushing yourself, you know, no matter what it is, business, you know, lighting, no matter what it is, you just have to continue.
Thank you, Martha. Up next, we have Tina Liu, who is the powerhouse at Business in General. Here she is.
Master one skill, course, project at a time. Just like there is GAS, gear acquisition syndrome, it is the same for courses. There is so many courses out now, you know, and in this digital age that I feel like we tend to buy a lot of different things and educational things, but then we don't even get through them. So really just focus on one thing at a time, master it, master that lighting setup or that lighting equipment, and then get the next thing. You don't always have to get all the things and overwhelm yourself.
Tina, thank you for being a guest with me. And up next, we have Sue Bryce. Sue is just always so fun to talk to. We always have just the best talks that always lift me up. Here she is.
don't you think you should look at your profitability first and then prioritize your profitability based on the life that you want? So if my profitability is at 26% and I'm going to lose 6% profit by giving it to a retoucher, but it's going to give me back 12 hours of my week, then I'm going to choose the value of outsourcing that based on the profit I get to keep. That now is the only mindset going forward. It used to be, I want to look good. I want to reach 200,000. I want to get to this average. I want to be one of SBE's top performers. I want to break through selling. But now it's got to be, how many hours a week do I need to work to get to that profitability? Mm-hmm. And if I raise my packages, my prices, and really streamline my systems and my profitability, I can get that profit margin higher. And when that profit margin is higher, what are the two things that are slowing my business down? Money management and retouching. So I'm going to outsource those, take less of a profit in order to uncork my business and get this bottleneck through. And you can start including what you need in the profit of your company, because now this is your focus this year is going to be to make more money, keep more money, and outsource the stuff that I'm not good at. I'm a terrible accountant. I avoid it. And the best part is I always know it's simple. I know how to assign what I've spent to the income of my business. I know how to say that's tax deductible, that shouldn't have been on there, but I will avoid that for 6 months and then have to do 6 months of books. For an artist, doing 6 months of allocating taxes, shoot me now. It's brutal. And I pay somebody to do that. And she is worth every penny, but I featured her cost into the profit of my product and business.
Thank you, Sue, for being an incredible mentor and friend. Up next, we have one of my favorite people, Caitlin Timmons.
Go on an inspiration hunt. That's one thing I really love when I'm starting something new. Just go and find people. Find people who are doing it, or even if they're not doing it, just find people who are inspiring to you, doing something in the lane that you want to go in, and just gather information, gather as much information as you can. Take a course, sign up for a membership, follow people on Instagram, just really educate yourself in the world and find the community, because there is one. And I think that's probably the biggest thing is go on an inspiration hunt and find something that lights you up about where you're going.
Caitlin, hearing your voice is always just a ray of sunshine. Thank you so much. Next up, we have Leslie Andrews. Oh, Leslie is so fun. We actually ended up becoming travel buddies in Italy when we went. So that was awesome. All right, here is Leslie.
A, learn your craft. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And learn the business side of things. Always be thinking as a business person.
Yep.
And always treat your clients with anyone. It doesn't matter who they are. Treat everyone the same. When you're starting off, that's going to be very key, because you never know who you could be talking to. And so, so get a good team and base those new relationships off when you're just starting out and creating that team of people and creating your clients. That's what's going to carry your career through the years. Your return clients and your team of people that you have that believe in you. Surround yourself around people that believe in what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Leslie. And last but not least, we have Jason Vinson, who has such an eye for light and creating unique portraits. Here's Jason.
You know, for me, like if I were to go back to when I was just starting out, I spent a lot of time in the craft of photography and not a lot of time in the business side of photography. And so I would recommend trying to at least have a healthy balance as far as that goes. Obviously, because I had a full-time job at the time, I didn't need to spend a ton of time on the business aspect of it. But had I spent more time on the business side, I would have been just a little bit more equipped whenever I made the decision to go full time, or I would have been able to make that decision a little bit sooner. And then even now, like, I'm still learning new ways of doing SEO and website work and stuff like that. And so just being able to spend a little bit more side outside of the actual craft, and then just always be learning. Like, if you feel like you're comfortable in what you're doing, make yourself do something else so that you can take what you learn doing something else and apply it to what you do every day. And that's just another way to help build your style and define your uniqueness.
Thank you, Jason. And thank you to all of our guests who are on the Portrait System podcast. Thank you to you, the listeners, for making this show what it is, for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will be back next week with our regular episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com, where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-Day Startup Challenge, plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, I mean, truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.
It's time for me to tell you about this episode's sponsor, Fujifilm North America. If you haven't experienced portraits and wedding scenes created on the large format GFX system digital camera sensor, you are missing out. Along with up to 102 megapixel resolution, you'll find rich colors and gorgeous in-camera looks. There's also AI-driven subject detection and 8 frames per second bursts inside the compact GFX100 digital camera. Hit the link in this episode's description to view the products. It's time to dream big in your creative process.